In the last episode of Soap, Bert and Saul tried to beam themselves home, but wound up instead in ancient Rome. Trying again, and this time hard, they wound up in front of a firing squad. Jessica, who's gotten Donahue to go, is happy, except she doesn't know that Chester, who's looking for work, can be found looking for women and playing around. And Eunice is happy enough to shout, 'cause Dutch from jail is getting out. Danny, whose life wasn't worth a darn, has been helped by Millie to escape from the barn. He's very happy she saved his life, but now she wants to be his wife. And Billy Tate's staying after school to make up some work, but he's no fool. His teacher's cute, so have no doubt. He's not making up, he's making out. Confused? You won't be after this episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
This is absolutely the worst.
Now I know why they call it mess.
Ma really outdid herself this time.
Do you need more room?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Could you pass that down, please, honey?
How can you eat that?
Hey, after eating prison food, this garbage tastes good.
Anyone for seconds? Eunice?
Stuffed.
Corinne?
Late lunch.
Chester?
It couldn't possibly, dear. A slight touch of flu.
Daddy?
I've got a meeting of the big three. I'd hate to throw up all over Ike.
Well, at least Dutch likes my cooking, don't you, Dutch?
Hey, it's terrific.
Thank you.
I don't know why everybody says it stinks.
Where's Billy?
Oh, he's working late at school.
Lucky.
Where's Tim? He's missing his dinner.
He's upstairs, praying.
Could you ask him to pray for a cook?
Darling, no offense, but we really must replace Benson quickly.
Well, darling, I am trying. I've interviewed several people. But you see, those that cook don't clean, and those that clean don't speak any identifiable language.
What's that stuff down there?
I have no idea.
Pass that down anyway, will you, please?
Maybe we should get a tractor.
Maybe tomorrow I'll cook.
Oh, no. No, the last time you cooked, the dog went to the ASPCA and demanded to be put to sleep.
Dutch, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
That's a salad fork. You're eating your entree with a salad fork.
Sorry, we didn't have salad forks in prison. We didn't even have forks in prison. Now that you mention it, this one is much better. It's bigger.
That's a dessert fork. He's eating with his dessert fork.
Hey, I got 9 forks here!
That's because several of them are mine.
Give him a break. He just got out of prison.
Does he do everything like he eats?
Darling, maybe you better slow down just a little bit.
I'm sorry, honey. It's just that in prison, if you don't shovel it in as fast as you can, they take it away from you.
Arnold, who is this man?
Major.
Oh, Daddy, surely you remember Dutch.
Are you insinuating that my mind is gone? How dare you ask me such a ridiculous and insulting question? Of course I know Dutch. Der Büßer Vogelhack, keiner begewinnt gewinnt. What I want to know is, who is that?
What are you going at, Bart?
My arm, let's go on my arm, you idiot.
Hey, I'm sorry. It's a force of habit. In the prison, I always used to get the last roll. It's a tradition. Here, big guy. You want some butter?
Jessica.
Hey, I know it's hard for you having me here. I make mistakes. I eat too fast and I talk rough. And it hurts. It really hurts because I love Eunice. And all the rest of you a lot. So all I gotta say is please bear with me, because being a part of this family is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I promise someday I'll make you proud. If you'll excuse me, I really gotta go to the can.
Well, you two, yeah, all the luck in the world. Yeah, I hope you're real happy, Zoe. Yeah, I hope I didn't forget you, kid. Goodbye. I should have married her.
Bob, look, you did the right thing. I mean, there's no way to tell if that baby is yours or not.
I don't know. I guess I'll always wonder if it looks like me, you know? The hair, the eyes, the grain.
Danny.
Oh, thank God, Danny.
Danny Dallas, tall, masculine one. Let him in.
Are you all right? Let me look at you.
I'm fine, Ma, really.
Oh, Danny.
It's all over now, Ma. I'm home. Let's just forget it ever happened.
Hi, Danny. I'm Bert. And you, you must be Jody.
Everybody, this is Millie.
Millie, right, the outfit had me thrown there. Oh, Jody, what a laugh. Millie, boy, it's really nice to see you again.
We never met.
Hi, I'm Bert.
Bert!
Just being friendly.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
See that? It was very nice of me.
Millie? This is my mother, Mary.
Oh, how do you do?
Now, I'm pleased to meet you, Millie. Come in. Who is she?
She's the kidnapper's girlfriend. Emily? This is Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Millie.
And that's Bob.
Oh.
Are you quite through? I need this. I need to be last at my own house. Come on, Bob. Yeah, well, I was gonna invite you upstairs to kill off the sis of Johnny Walker, but you blew it, Dee.
I'm afraid I'm not doing too well.
It's really hard to tell here.
Why don't we all sit down?
Oh, yeah.
Sitting is very good.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
You have a lovely home, Mary.
Yeah, you do. I do. Bert and Mary, we do. All of us do. It's a very nice place here. Mint?
Bert?
Just kidding. Cigarette? Mint cigarette, menthol? These have been used.
Would anyone like some coffee? Millie?
Oh, no, thank you. It repeats on me.
So, tell us a little more about yourself here.
Bert,
Like, what do you do? I mean, now.
I'm clean. I mean, I'm trying to go straight. I don't want to be part of anybody getting bubbed off again.
That's so important.
This is sweet.
What?
Your family, sitting around together chatting. It's really, really lovely. I never had that.
Me neither.
What?
Until now, I mean, now I have that. Families are wonderful, especially with relatives. Go ahead.
Well, I just... You know, you people, I'm sorry. Can I use your bathroom? I won't take anything.
Upstairs on the rug.
It's just that you're all so wonderful.
She's a little nervous.
I saw that.
She's really a very nice girl.
But she's the kidnapper's girlfriend.
I know. But she saved my life, Ma. And I owe her. I promised I'd take care of her, and I can't go back on my word. Please, Ma, just for a little while. Okay?
Okay. I'll show her the guest room.
Thanks, Ma.
Mm-hmm. Welcome home. Mm-hmm.
So how's it going?
Not bad. Pretty good. Can't complain. Do I smoke?
No.
Oh, good, I hate it. So, what's new?
I've been meaning to ask you, whatever happened with that spaceship?
Spaceship? What spaceship? Are you saying I saw a spaceship? Hey, what, are you insinuating that I saw a... What is a spaceship? Who told you anything about a spaceship?
Bert, you told me you saw a spaceship!
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever said!
Let's see. I think I got everything. Red pills, green pills, purple pills, Dramamine, brandy.
Are you flying home with a rock group?
I hate flying.
Well, you'd never know it.
Let's see, I'll take one of these to the airport. Then I'll ask the person next to me on the plane to slap me around a little when we pull into Houston. Once I mistimed my pill and wound up in Guatemala.
What time is your flight?
I forget. You hate me, don't you?
No, hey, listen, occasionally I forget what flight I'm on.
You know what I mean. For making Alice leave.
Yeah, well, you brought me my kid, though. It's pretty hard to hate you.
Oh, I always try too hard to do the right thing. When I was pregnant with Carol, I read everything that everybody ever wrote about being a mother. I tried so hard to be the best mama there ever was. And what happened? My child goes and runs off with a cowboy. A fake cowboy. What do you call a male bimbo?
Cowboy's close.
So forget the books. Go with your instincts. Give her your love and hope for the best. Oh, that's my cab. Oh, take care of our little girl. Goodbye, Wendy. Send lots of pictures.
Okay.
Goodbye, Jody.
Bye. Mrs. David.
What? Oh, my suitcase.
Bye. Well, here we are. It's just you and me, kid. No, 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 no. Come on. Come on. Shh, come on.
Mrs. David! Wendy's crying! Daddy's little girl, huh? See, you cry, I sing. You wet, I dry. You hurt, right here. Okay? Yeah. That's a good girl. That's a girl. Oh, God, Wendy. What's gonna happen when you're 16 and you want to borrow the car, hmm? Well, you're 21, hmm? And you bring home some goof who wants to marry you.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Dallas? Hey, you know, I know you're a homo and everything, but I really want to marry Wendy, you know?
Look at that. 3 months old and I got you married already. And some jerk yet. Hmm? Doesn't he know you're daddy's little girl? Doesn't he? Okay, let's go sleep. There you go. You're sugar, you're spice, you're everything nice. 'Cause you're daddy's little girl.
I hate traveling with you. That's the last time I traveled with you. Sully, you told me you knew what to do. And what do? You beam us to death.
I know what I did wrong. Look, right here. See? I hit the retro button. A common mistake.
Yeah? Common mistake? Ancient Rome and Mexico in one day? How do you pack for a trip like that?
But I can do it. What are you going to do? You want to see your wife again? Or you want to live with the silver shrimps? Your choice.
Come on, let's go.
I'm not going.
What do you mean you're not going?
I'm not gonna go. I'm gonna stay here.
What are you talking about? Please, Saul, why?
I was just done on 2 quick trips. I'm exhausted. I'm too old to travel.
Come on, Saul. Forget about it. You're coming home with me. I'm not gonna hear another thing about
but,
it. Now. That's...
But I've been here 4,000 years. This is home.
What home? This is an alien spaceship.
In my village, we had an expression. Home is where you tie your goat.
No, come on, Sully, you're gonna love it down there.
I know, it's a terrific place for someone a few thousand years younger. Girls walk around without their bras now. Boydie, home is where you're comfortable, and I'm comfortable here. I'm not thrilled, I'm not excited, but at my age, thrilled and excited is dangerous. Go on, I'll beam you down.
You're not gonna come with me?
No.
This is goodbye?
This is goodbye.
Bye, Saul.
Goodbye, bye.
Saul. I want you to have this.
Your watch?
Yeah, it's the only thing I got to give you. If I give you my belt, my pants will fall down. So. It's a Timex. Still on warranty.
Oh, good, good. Up here, that'll be good. For you.
Bye, Saul.
So long, bite. Oh, listen, wait. You want to go by Palm Springs before you go home?
No, I just want to go home.
Okay, buddy. Bon voyage.
So.
Bye-bye, buddy.
A hell of a shot, Saul. Mayor, I'm home. Bert.
I doing? What am I running for? I live here. He goes. He goes. This. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Mary sees two birds. She's gonna drop dead. I'll call. I'll call first. Desmond. I just hope I don't answer.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice weekend?
Fine. Great.
Good.
You?
Good, good.
Great.
Fine.
Good.
Here's your Spanish Inquisition.
Great.
Good.
Bill, this is crazy.
I know.
This is insane.
I know.
We have to talk.
I understand.
Now, I'm your teacher.
Yes, you are.
And you're my student.
Yes, I am.
And this is a classroom.
Yes, it is.
And we are in a classroom.
Yes, we are.
We can't do this.
No, we can't.
We'll have to meet at my place.
Yes, we are. What?
We have to discuss this.
Yeah.
We have to know exactly what we're getting into.
I agree. I agree totally. I totally agree. What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know if you can handle this. I don't know if I can handle this.
I can handle it if you can handle it. Handle what?
I've thought about this all weekend. Am I being unfair to you? Am I being crazy?
Oh, Mrs. Walker, I think
Bill, we're investigating the possibility of a relationship. Please don't call me Mrs. Walker.
I'm sorry, Lillian.
Leslie.
I mean, it's not like you're old enough to be my mother or anything. We're only a few years apart, really. I mean, if I were 30 and you were 40, who'd care?
No, but it's just that people will think, why the hell can't she find someone a little more right for her?
I'm not right for you? Why, just because I can't drive at night yet?
I just want you to understand what all of this means.
I understand enough to know that I like being around you. And to shut off something nice like this because of what might happen is dumb.
Okay. Here.
What's this?
Wars of the Roses. If we're going to be seeing each other, you're going to have to do your homework. I don't go out with dummies. Okay?
Boy, if all my classes were like this, I'd be in medical school by now. See you.
See you.
Now that Millie's met the Campbells, will she decide a life of crime is quieter? Now that real Bert and alien Bert have met, will they decide it might be nice to dress alike? What will happen between Billy and his teacher? And will he get marks for it? These questions and many others will be answered in the next episode of Soap. Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.